In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Now we heard the story of this sinner woman in Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, from verse 36 to 50. This story, we used to read it or pray it in the second service of the midnight prayer. In the first service, we remember the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were ignorant. The 10 virgins, they like each other. The difference between those who are wise and those who are ignorant, one thing, that the first, the wise virgins has an oil for their lamps, and the other 5, the ignorant, have no fire, no oil, and they ask it to borrow some oil from the wise. I think this chapter, the church chose it in the second service to reveal what is this oil. Everyone wants to be a wise. If I am a virgin, I have a lamp, I am waiting the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope that I have glory on the eternal life, but I haven't oil, then I can't enter with the groom to the heavenly glory. Then we ask, what is this oil? In fact, this oil, as we heard now, that this sinner woman, she had fragrant oil, very, very precious. I think she sold everything and she bought this oil to bring it to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when she anointed his feet with the fragrant oil, all the place became very, its fragrant became smelling very sweet. Everyone said, oh, from where she brought this oil? All what the Pharisee did cannot be compared with this oil, the precious oil. What is this oil? The Lord Jesus Christ himself, he granted us to know what is this oil. He said to the Pharisee, for therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. All her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for what? For she loved much. Then what is this oil? It is love. It is love. Because God himself is love. We are in need to gain the oil, the Lord himself within us, and thus we can hear the same words from the Lord Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Why? Because you have love too much. The problem for the ignorant virgins, they asked the wise ones, can you give us some of your oil? They said, no, we haven't. We have only for ourselves. And they lost their eternal life. Perhaps you may say, why the wise virgin didn't give some oil to the ignorant virgins? When Jacob at the morning discovered that he was deceived, and instead of Rachel, he has Leah, according to his words, that she was ugly, and her eyes were very weak. Can you imagine that her sister had the power to give her her eyes, or to give her the beauty of her face to her? Never. We can imagine if there is a wedding service, and there is a very little lady, and she is very beautiful. She said, "Oh, this bride is not beautiful. Can you borrow my face, my beauty, and my eyes?" She can't. Here in this world, in fact, we have to prepare ourselves through the grace of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, to be beautified by the oil of love. Therefore, on the last day, when the heavenly hosts look to us, they said, "Oh, they are an icon of the groom. They are truly very beautiful, because they're beautiful, as it is said in the Psalm 45, that their glory within themselves." The Pharisee, he prepared the feast, he opened the gate, the Lord Jesus Christ entered, there are a lot of food, perhaps there are many people who were invited to see the Lord Jesus Christ, but he had not the Lord in his heart. He was involved outside himself. He lost everything. The sinner woman, although she had no house like this person, she didn't do a feast, she didn't invite any person, but she had the glory with herself within her heart. And the Lord said, "I say to you, her sins are forgiven, for she had loved much. As she had loved much, her sins are forgiven." In fact, our role in this life, one thing, to deepen your sight, inner sight, within your own self. Do you have the Holy Trinity dwelling in you? What is the meaning of the dwelling of the Holy Trinity within me? It means He is love. If I have love towards God and love towards all men, even those who persecute me or hate me or persecute the church, I love every single person. I pray for all of them. I hope everyone to be in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't say, "I am not a priest, I am not a bishop, I am not a monk, I am not a teacher of Sunday school." You are a Christian, and when you were baptized, you became a child of God. You have the spirit of adoption. It is your message, it is your role here in this world to gain love within you. And love has no limit. There is no limit for love, because we have God within us. I love everyone, even the sinners, even those who are tough or violent. I hope everyone to enjoy the dwelling of the Holy Trinity within them. We have to pray for the Christians, the non-Christians, those who atheists, those who attack the gospel, those who attack the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for them, and we ask that they may change them, as he changed Saul, the persecutor, into St. Paul, the apostle, the successful and the very spiritual apostle. It is a responsibility not only for the clergymen or the monks, it is in fact the responsibility of all the members of the church to love. Without love, you can't go with the Lord, enter into His glory. The only thing, if you have God, if you have love, if your love is directed to God and to all mankind without any exception, as Saint John Chrysostom used to say, it is the passport by which you can have the nationality of the heavenly citizenship, and you can pass with the Lord Jesus Christ to His throne. Then we don't say, oh, I go to the church too much, I read the Bible, I memorize a lot of verses. All these things are very good. But I ask you, do you have the Holy Trinity within you? Are you lover of all mankind as the Holy Trinity, in fact, also lover of mankind? When you see someone is in pain or agony or suffering, whatever is his hand, this person, whatever is his behavior, his nationality, his position, his age, do you feel you love him or her and pray for them? I remember from some days, perhaps 1 or 2 weeks, there was a little lady and her husband. And Tasoni said to her, oh, I couldn't imagine you are the husband and the wife. I imagine you are his sister and he is your brother. She said, why? Because you have the same shape and you look like him. She said, because we live together for a long time, we have the same shape. I think this is our role. Are you living with the Lord Jesus Christ so that you have the reflection of His brightness on your face, on your inner man? Moses just lived 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain. And he spoke with the Lord. And he had the 2 tablets. On his return to his people, his brother, Aaron, the elder, said, Moses, please, I can't speak with you. He said, why? He said, you don't know why? Your face is shining. The skin of your face is shining. He said, no, I didn't see any brightness in my face. He said, you ask all the leaders of Israel and the people, said, we can't speak with you unless you cover your face with a veil. Do you feel truly the Lord Jesus Christ within you and He granted you His brightness on your inner man? Do you want to be the wonder of all the heavenly hosts? Do you want to see all the angels welcoming you and say, it is our pleasure to be among us and to share us our happiness, our hymns, and all our heavenly life? If you have the brightness of the Lord within your inner man. Therefore, the difference between this sinner woman and this Pharisee, one thing. They met the Lord Jesus Christ, they saw him physically, they spoke with him, but there is something. She opened her heart and she loved too much And as he is lover of mankind, she also loved other people. But for him, he did everything from outside. He didn't care that the Lord reign in his heart and to be the king who established his, who establishes his kingdom within his heart. Therefore, he lost everything. I hope truly that we do not waste our time in formalities from outside. When I come to the Mass or the liturgy of the Eucharist, are you involved in the Lord Jesus Christ? Or you will say, oh, who is praying? Father so, or father the other, or third, or fourth father? Who are the group of the deacons? Don't care. I am coming to be with the Lord, to enjoy him, to receive him in my heart, to accept his brightness, to be in the heavenly atmosphere. I want to be with him, and he accompany me in all my life in this very beautiful and sweet trip, because I am ascending from this world to the world to come. Once a monk came to Alexandria to meet Saint Athanasius the Great. When he returned to the monastery, some of the monks who were involved in this world said, what about Alexandria? He said, what do you mean? What about all the circumstances in Alexandria? He said, I want to tell you the truth. I didn't see anything or anyone in Alexandria. I saw Saint Athanasius, and I gave him the message and returned. You didn't see in the street? My heart, my mind, my inner man is involved in God, even while I am walking. I didn't see anything. Do you have the same feeling? I want to say in the church, at your private room, in your business, in your job, and visiting any family, are you involved in many things, or you have the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to present him to this family? When Saint Mary went to Elizabeth, what is the gift when we hear, oh, she is pregnant, and for I don't know how many years, surely more than 30, 40, 50 years, she had no children. Oh, it is a very good occasion. If we are in the place of Saint Mary, we will ask, what we will bring to her, which present? And we try to waste our time among the market and to see a very good gift. Saint Mary brought to her a heavenly gift. What is the gift? She had the Lord Jesus Christ. And when she entered in the house of Elizabeth and Zechariah, the change has been changed into heaven. And Saint John the Baptist, who was not born till this moment, was rejoicing. And it is said that Elizabeth, when she heard her voice, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was atmosphere of joy and peace, as they are like angels of God. Do you have the same thing? When we enter any house, the house will be changed into heaven. When I meet a person, I feel I brought to him the Lord who is within my heart. When I speak through telephone, or I sent a message by the mobile, what about this message? Is it concerning his salvation? Is it a message from God Himself? Do you feel you are a man of God? I don't mean men only, but all mankind, men, ladies, children, elders, those who are sick, those who are healthy, everyone feels, I am a person of God, or I am a man of God. I have the Holy Trinity working in my heart. I want to present the Holy Trinity to everyone in this world. الحقيقة حبايبي الواحد يقف كده مش عارف هنتقابل مع المرأة الزانية أو الخاطئة دي في يوم الدينونة نقول إيه؟ يا ترى امرأة خاطئة معروفة في البلد لدرجة إن الفريسي قال لو كان هذا نبيا، يعني حتى مش ابن الله ولا كلمة الله ولا المسيح المخلص، لو كان هذا نبيا لعلم من هي امرأة إنها خاطئة. يا عيني يا رب ضيعت نفسك. طب ادخل جوه قلبها شوف فيه ايه. من بره فيه خطيه ونجاسه والناس قرفانه منها ومحدش عايز يسلم عليها ولا حتى يلمسها لانها دنسه، لكن بالحب لما دموعها نزلت واحبت الله من كل قلبها واشتاقت للحياه السماويه سمعت الصوت الالهي لأنها أحبت كثيراً مغفورة لها خطاياها الكثيرة، وصارت إنسانة تحمل بركة المسيح أينما توجد. هل يا ترى في حياتي أنا إنسان الله؟ إنسان واحد إيليا كان إنسان ربنا، لما نسي الدنيا واللي فيها وعايش مع ربنا حتى لما صعد للسماء، مجموعة الأنبياء اللي في أريحة قالوا لإليشع، قالوا له إليشع فين سيدك؟ مع أنهم هم قالوا له قبل كده هل تعلم أن سيدك هيروح عند الرب اليوم؟ قال لهم اصمتوا، قال لهم أنا أعلم فاصمتوا، مش عايز اسمع كلام. اليوم كل دقيقة منه لها تمن، مش عايز أسيب، مش عايز أدخل معاكم في حوار لأن خسارة الوقت نضيعه. طب هنعمل إيه؟ طب لما يطلع في السماء مين هيحل محله؟ طب مين هيهتم بينا؟ طب البروجرام بتاعك إيه كرئيس للأنبياء؟ لا، قال لهم مش وقته، قال لهم كده أنا أعلم فإيه فاصمتوا. أحيانا أقول حاجة وسامحوني عليها بس ما تزعلوش، أحيانا لما حد بيجي يعترف ببقى عايز أقول الكلمة اللي قالها إيه؟ أليشع، أقول له أنا أعلم فاصمت. أحيانا نضيع وقت الكاهن، حد قصص يوم الثالث مش عارف عملنا إيه وقابلني وكان أسطور حواديت ملهاش قيمة. أنا جاي زي المرأة الخاطئة أسمع هذا الصوت الإلهي لأنها أحبت كثيرا مغفورة لها خطاياها الكثيرة. نفسي يا ربي مش بس احنا ككهنه او الشمامسه او الخدام، كل البشريه، مش اقول كل المسيحيين، كل البشريه تذوق حلاوه ربنا وتسمع هذا الصوت الالهي وتتحول الارض الى سماء ونعيش عمرنا كله مشتاقين حياتنا ما تبقاش انا سافرت فين وزرت مين وقابلت مين. اسئله بايخه صراحة لما حد بيقول أنت كنت فين ومريت على أنهي بلد وشفت أبونا فلان، عايز أقول له يعني سيبك بقى من الحواديت دي، أنا بشوف المسيح، بشوف المسيح في أبونا فلان، بشوف المسيح في الكنيسة، بشوف المسيح لما بقابل أي إنسان. نفسنا كل كياننا في الداخل ملتهب بإلهنا اللي يملأ القلب كله بالفرح. العالم بيئن، افتح أي جرايد كل يوم أول حاجة تلاقي خبر إيه؟ خبر مؤلم. لو ما فيش خبر مؤلم مش ممكن هتلاقوا إيه؟ الجرنان ما يطلعش، يعني كله بيتفنن إزاي يسحب قلب الإنسان بالباد نيوز. الإنجيل بتاعنا ما اسموش باد نيوز، اسمه جويفول نيوز. هل يا ترى الجرنال بتاعك بقك ده بيطلع كلام حلو بتفرح قلوب الناس؟ لما بتضرب تليفون واحد يقول لك يا ايه الفرح اللي انا عايش فيه. ربنا يدينا حياه الفرح يملا كياننا بيه لالهنا كل مجد وكرامه من الان والى الابد. امين.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of oneness with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering the burden, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church. This is the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
حللني يا أبي شلي لفلوجتين ريني بوسي